This isn't an area that many of us have problems with, and we generally have way more data than we really need. But in my experience, it's varied quite a bit. And a combination of collecting the right data, but also understanding what we need in order to identify what's missing from what we're collecting so far. Now, data gets collected in organizations for all kinds of reasons. We'll go over some of the different sources and purposes of data, but we'll also take a look at where are all the various ways you can find what you need. Now, there's different types of data. There's everything from customer data, environmental data, to time to failure data, to shipments and returns, warranty data, and so on. But we also can look at it in a more granular way of looking at what's the nature of the data that's being collected, and is it and part of what we're doing is judging how much information that data may contain. So there's plenty of ways to collect data, everything from data loggers that are built right into, say, like a black box in an aircraft. But there's also different ways that systems are automatically collecting information. But even the wearing of parts gives us information, and making those measurements gives us data. Running experiments, running surveys, and so on. I'll try not to get ahead of myself, but there's plenty of ways to go out and collect data. But once you have all that stuff, then what do you do with it? We probably all have multiple databases that we can access to find the information we need. Or we have piles of printouts and papers and records and logs or something in between. But generally, we have way more data than we have information. And so a big part of what we're going to talk about is how do you convert this data into the information you need in order to make decisions. In the next section, we'll dive a little bit deeper into what are these types of data and what are their characteristics that are important to us.